Hello, everyone. Nick here from the East Coast Survival and Arc podcast. And for this episode, I'm going to be talking about the L.L. Bean Continental Rucksack. It's my new bag that I'm going to be using for my bug out bag, as well as every so often a day trip. So this bag currently stands at $99 on L.L. Bean website. And on Amazon, I cannot find it on Amazon. They have the Continental S Rucksack, which is a little bit different style, but it says it's currently unavailable. I'm basically coming from having a 40-liter, like, large military tactical Molly-style backpack. Like the ones with the Molly all over it and the Velcro. And I don't know, personally, it had those two big pockets in the front that would weigh everything down. And it's 40 liters is a lot of room. And if you're going on a day trip, definitely not 40 liters. I would not recommend 40 liters. Maybe like a 20-liter. The Continental Rucksack right now... let me see how many liters is this one. It's 33 liters. Okay, so it's just about right. It's more, I want to say it's like more tall than anything. It's not going to go over your head like a hiking backpack, but the bottom, there's like a foam on the bottom a little bit inside of the stitching, and it definitely lifts it off of the floor so nothing will get wet. And on the bottom, like the bottom has clips for a bedroll or for like a hoodie. So if you want to hang up your backpack on one of the hooks, you could hang it up on like a tree or something, and you know, things could hang down from that. It has the middle sternum clip, as well as the it has the hip clip and the sternum clip, and it has some clips on the side where you could like click a flashlight, or you could hang your phone or something like that. The side pockets are great. All these pockets basically have an overhang on them, like a canvas overhang on them, so water doesn't get, you know, go right in there. There's no zippers at all on this bag that I know of, unless there's some inside that I really haven't seen. But there's no zippers, which is actually pretty cool. Now, if you get some sort of like a water-resistant spray or like a wax, and you're sure that you know how to do this, because personally, I don't know how to do it. I don't want to ruin the bag. I don't want to ruin the color of the bag. I don't want oil all over my hands and all over my gear. So if you know how to do this, how to waterproof a bag, then definitely do recommend doing it, just for a little bit more like water resistance. but yeah, overall, this bag is really good. It has room in the back all over it for like a patch or something. There is no Velcro, so you could have to like sew it or like iron it on. But definitely do recommend looking at it, at least sign up for their newsletter, which will give you like a 25% off discount on all these like holidays coming up and everything. So yeah, I have big plans for this. I bought it back in December of 2019. Haven't really gotten a use out of it because of this whole pandemic, but I'm definitely gonna try to, you know, mess around with this thing. I have it next to me, actually in the other room. Yeah, in the other room. And you know, I just looking at it, I enjoy looking at this bag. Like, this is a nicely made bag. And when I was reading up on it and going through all like these Instagrams and all these YouTube like bug out bag tutorials and these bug out bag show off things, you know, I came across this one and I like it. It has a drawstring on top and then the flap that goes over and clips in, and it's a nice bag. It holds what you need to hold. You don't want to throw too much stuff in your bug out bag or even your everyday pack or like your car pack, where you could just throw this in there and not have to worry about anything. You definitely want to, you know, I'm gonna have another podcast on this, of what you should put in your bug out bag. I have really good things that people don't think about. And yeah, it's a really good bag, guys. And we're gonna go over a whole thing of what I'm gonna put in my bug out bag very soon. And maybe I'll do my bug out bag while I make a podcast, or maybe I could even do like a video thing on Instagram, like an Instagram live. That would be cool. Do an Instagram live while I do my bug out bag, and you guys could ask me questions. So feel free to follow me on Instagram, by the way, at East Coast Survival Network, as well as YouTube at East Coast Survival Network. On YouTube, I only have one video right now, so I gotta post a little bit more, but definitely do recommend checking it out, especially when I do this live bug out bag build. So yeah, thanks guys. Thanks for listening. I really appreciate it. Stay safe, survivors.